brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a report today in the Sydney Morning Herald stating that the dollar is beginning its full system meltdown. We'll be getting into this report for you today. Very, very serious. London Independent is reporting that Baghdad is under siege and is collapsing. The, quote, insurgents have taken over almost all the towns and cities ringing it. U.S. forces are being advised to evacuate. It's like the fall of Saigon. I guess Bush overcooked the turkey. He was busy watching Brett Hume on Fox News while he burnt the turkey. And they meant to cook Iraq. They meant to break it up into pieces. They meant to foment civil war, but I think they overcooked the turkey. So we'll be going through that report. Depleted uranium risk ignored, BBC is reporting. A great article by Paul Joseph Watson. Pentagon will catapult the propaganda via U.S. media, openly announces they're engaging in domestic propaganda ops. We will also get into a report out of the Times of London, the rising threat of the new media. This is similar to a CNN story a few months ago where they just said the alternative media is taking over, the mainstream media is collapsing. Let me use that word again, collapsing. For those of you that have waited all these years to see the enemy defeated, the beginning is starting to unfold here. It won't happen overnight, but we are fully discrediting the enemy. We are fully exposing them. We are fully dismantling their propaganda systems. The people are beginning to win, and the COINTELPRO operatives and others are literally screaming and pulling their hair out. I have to admit, it's very satisfying. That doesn't mean we're out of the woods, though. Things are going to get worse before they get a lot better. Also, Kerry and Clinton, Hillary, they're running around in these staged fights with the White House, trying to get people back into the left-right paradigm. It's not working. So they're staging these WWF events. This is just some of what is coming up in the next 3 hours. I don't have any guests today. I have actually canceled some guests because I want to be able to take your calls and give you a chance to respond. We are now just 5 days away from the election. Well, I guess technically 6 days away. It is, of course, November 1st, 2006. And in just a few days, we will see another election stolen. All the indicators show this. In fact, every major scientific poll, every major regional poll, shows massive losses by the neocon, gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, phony conservatives to be replaced by the openly wicked and openly anti-American Democrats. And frankly, I like an enemy that's out in the open. What about I like when the cloaking device is off. I like it when they're out in the open and we can fight them that much easier. Plus, it'll be a greater separation of powers. You won't have the executive totally ruling all three branches of government. At least on the surface, you won't. So I'll get into that. But Bush is saying in the speech, no problem. We're not going to lose anything. We're going to keep the House. We're going to keep the Senate. No prob. And the mainstream media is trying to spin this. Well, the Democrats, it shows, are going to win, but the Republicans are closing the gap. It's going to be close, contrary to what polls say. When in truth, if you talk to people on the ground, you get on talk radio, you talk to the people in this country, there is abject hatred of the Bush administration by conservatives, liberals, libertarians, progressives, whatever you want to call them, different groups everywhere. And so the media is trying to go, well, it's going to be closer than you think. And Karl Rove's laughing, going, absolutely no problem. We're not going to lose anything. So it'll be kind of like Mexico, where everybody voted against the neocon candidate, and he still wins. We'll make them steal it from everybody if they are. We'll be right back.
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're only 6 days away from the election 2006, the off-year election. Every indicator, every piece of information we show that we have demonstrates a massive landslide, predominantly against Republicans, but also against incumbents. Incumbents everywhere at a level not seen since 1994 with the Republican Revolution that was hijacked by Newt Gingrich. That was a good revolution. It was genuine, but it was completely hijacked by Newt Gingrich. We have not seen a revolution moving towards the Congress, a revolution of change, since 12 years ago, since 1994. And again, every poll, every piece of data that we have shows a huge move towards not just Republicans losing the House and probably the Senate. They should lose the Senate as well. That's what the data shows. But also a lot of incumbent Democrats being removed and being replaced with other candidates, though they're Republicans, who at least claim that they're anti-war. So there is a lot of interesting things happening right now, and I see the Democrats gaining control unless there's election fraud. Well, there's going to be election fraud. I mean, they stole it in 2000, they stole it in 2002, they stole it in 2004, and they're going to try to steal it again in 2006. 35% of the country, roughly, because that number seems to be changing daily, have put in the electronic voting machines, the type where there's no paper ballot, no record, no information, no way to prove that there was fraud. And I had a question last night when I was at Waterloo Records and Video in downtown Austin, by the way, to an overflow crowd. They ended up shelling out of Terror Storm DVDs. They just had 120 of them. By the time I left, they had sold out. They said it was the biggest signing line they'd ever had. I was really honored and flattered to be there and have all these people line up to have me sign Terror Storm. It was great shaking all your hands and saying hi to you, and I want to thank you for coming out. But we had a lot of good questions from the audience. I enjoyed that more than my ranting speech. We also had a little globalist in there who called me a liar and then staggered out the door, scurried out the door, tried to basically ran out. He just yelled his little comment and then scurried away. I wish he'd call into the show. He called me a liar. He said, I'm full of bull. But to make a long story short, I got several questions. Well, should we vote? Or, well, if electronic voting machines are so bad, you know, they can steal paper ballots. Look at what happened in South Texas with LBJ and his congressional run that was stolen. And I agree. I mean, the paper ballots can be stolen, but it takes millions of people to do it in a federal election to really steal it nationwide. It takes incredible coordination, and it's much easier to catch people doing it, and they do get caught doing it. And so, again, we need to go back to verifiable paper ballots, not secret machines with wireless hookups designed with the engineers going public saying they were hired to, quote, rig the machine so they could be electronically accessed and hacked. I mean, a bunch of engineers have gone public. A bunch of the other employees at these companies are felons for computer crimes. It's just like Admiral Poindexter, five-time felon, running Total Information Awareness. It's like I'm hiring known cocaine dealers to run the different vote tabulation systems in Florida. That's who this... There have been mainstream news articles years after we pointed it out saying the Bush administration hires criminals. I mean, they know where to go. They go hire mobsters and criminals and hackers, and that's who works for them. So they're definitely going to try to steal the election, and even if they're unable, because there's such a landslide in so many areas where they don't have control, even if they do lose control of the House, probably not the Senate. They would lose the House and Senate. All the numbers show that, but I believe they are going to steal the election in many districts around the country, and so you're going to probably have the House lost, but the Senate will stay in their hands. But, and of course, if the Democrats do take the House, Nancy Pelosi's already sworn to protect George Bush and not allow impeachment hearings, not allow any of the real evidence of the Iraq lies or 9/11 or the bid rigging. None of that is going to come out. The Democrats are going to protect their flank because it's really one organism, one creature in D.C., a bunch of political prostitutes bought and paid for by international lobbyists who themselves are bought and paid for by the big central banks. Our intelligence agencies have been infiltrated by the Israelis, by the British, by the Russians. We're an absolute laughingstock by the Chinese. The Chinese have over 5,000 front companies in this nation. The country's full of 30 million illegal aliens from Latin America screaming for U.S. blood, all financed by our government, to bring down the U.S. into the North American Union. I mean, it's not pretty what's happening, but I'd like to get your take on this at 1-800-259-9231. I've got to confirm this. I've been so busy last night and this morning, I haven't had a chance to check it on the NRA website. I meant to do it during the last break, but was doing some other stuff. But I had three separate people, tell me last night, including somebody that works for me, that they did see the NRA website and the NRA review, and Ron Paul is being given a lower score than the Democrat for the Second Amendment. Now, Ron Paul has voted for the Second Amendment. The JBS gives him a 100. If that's possible, he has a 100 on constitutional issues. He's pro-gun 110%. He is an absolute treasure to Texas, and I need to go out there during the break and see this for myself. But again, I was told by this by two people at the signing last night and the speech I gave at the Waterloo Records and Music, and then I was told this by somebody that works for me. He goes, oh, yeah, I saw that. Oh, yeah, I talked to Ron Paul's office about that. Little did I know we'd been in contact with his office. We've been trying to get him on, but he said he's so busy during the election, he'll come on after the election, if he's even still there. The last election, he won by 66%. The election before that, he won by 64%. The election before that, he won by 60%. So he's been getting more popular. Well, they've rewritten his district, and when Tom DeLay, the criminal, rewrote the districts, he wrote it against conservative Democrats in the state, literally gave districts to the liberals and to the Reconquistas in South Texas. That's even been in the local statesman admitting he wrote that they wrote it against conservative Democrats. We have a lot of those here in Texas. And then they also wrote it federally with the congressional seats against Ron Paul. He has a completely different district than what he had. In the past, his district ran into right up into Austin, not into Austin, but right up from the south up to the underbelly of Austin into Bastrop. It stretched down into Houston. Now he's got a coastal district, people that don't know him from Adam. The polls were showing he was going to win by 64%, but suddenly the neocons are all announcing they're backing the big Democrat, who's a lobbyist for Big Agra, who's a big proponent of animal ID. He's sworn to ensure that that stays in place in Texas, which, again, is the front line for animal ID, New Freedom Initiative for psychological testing, the Trans-NAFTA highways. I mean, this is the Alamo. I mean, literally, we're being microphones, face-scanning cameras going in, troops training with our police, Mexican military at our bases, and that's been in our news. I mean, we are Twilight Zone here, folks. We're being, because they say, as Texas goes, so goes the rest of the nation. They know there's a lot of patriots here. They know the heart of the resistance is Austin, Texas, and that's been recognized worldwide right now. It's pretty scary. We're pretty feeble here compared to this worldwide system, like X-Wings going up against the Death Star. But we're being hit hard right now. And, you know, I kind of feel bad because I had Ron Paul on a few months ago, and he's an honest person, and I almost didn't want to ask the question. I said, should Bush be impeached for his traitorous activities with the North American Union and the war? And he said, yes, he should be impeached. But he went on to say, so should the Democrats and Republicans and everybody that went along with this unconstitutional stuff. Well, that was in a Houston paper. The horrible, he's a 27-year-old lobbyist from a 100-millionaire, you know, family, big microchipper, horrible little sniveling creature. He takes that audio clip of this show. He travels all over Texas, and he plays it out of context and goes, look at this liberal Ron Paul. This is the Democrat. You need to vote him out. But that's not really hurting Paul. It's the redistricting. It's other things. But the polls are showing he's still going to win. They polled his new district. But the neocons are saying, no, our data, our internal data shows he's going to lose. So they're already doing a squawking victory dance. We know the Human Events reported, as well as Roll Call, that the Bush White House targeted Tom Tancredo last time and claimed he was going to lose because he's another good congressman. So Ron Paul no doubt will win, but they may steal it from him. They're running around with a creamy-eyed look in their eyes and already doing victory dances, as these people do. And I'm very upset about it. By the way, the guy he's running against, I'm not going to even say his name, does not have permission to use clips from this radio show. So I'm telling you, you better call Ron Paul's office and say, I'm not going to waste your time. I want to know how I come to your campaign headquarters in South Texas or your offices across the state, and I want to pay for signs or I want to be given signs, and you better get out all over his district. You better call family you've got in his district, and you better fight for him. Because Congressman Ron Paul is in trouble, and again he had the honesty to not dodge that question, to say George Bush needs to be impeached, and it makes me really mad that sniveling. You know, it's going to ruin Texas farms and Texas ranches. I mean, this animal ID is the end, folks, of small farms and ranches. There's no doubting it. $1,000 a day fines if you don't have every animal chipped. When your animal dies, you got to report it within, 4 days? I mean, it's hell on earth. Every chicken with a $10 microchip on it. All right, we'll come back, get into Baghdad's imploding. It's Bedlam. Your calls, massive Wednesday edition. Stay with us.
you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 1st, 2006. Gold opened at $614.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $640.56. Again, that's $640.56 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Baghdad is under siege. Sunni insurgents have cut the roads linking the city to the east of Iraq. The country is being partitioned as militia fight bloody battles to control towns and villages north and south of the capital. As American and British political leaders argue over responsibility for the crisis in Iraq, the country has taken another lurch towards disintegration, which was planned all along. But again, it's like you plan baking a cake. You can also burn the cake. So people say with my prediction they plan to break it into three parts. It wasn't a prediction. I was reading it directly from their own documents. But with my prediction, I'm having my cake and eating it too, because On top of it, they are burning it. They are overdoing it. It is spiraling out of control. Now they're going to up the troops. They've already upped them another 20,000. Now they're talking about another 20,000. I mean, this is incredible. We'll get more into that and a bunch of other news items. We're going to go to Robert and Steve and Sam and many others, but let's go to Sam in the Netherlands right now. Sam, welcome to the airwaves.
All right.
Hi, how you doing? Do me a big favor.
Hi, Alex.
Do me a big favor and turn your radio off.
Okay, the radio is off.
Great, go ahead.
Better?
Yes.
Man, it's an
honor. No, it's not better. You've still got it on. And I'm going to have to let you go in about 5 seconds if it isn't off. Oh, I apologize, because you're calling from the Netherlands. There is a feedback loop over the phone line. Okay, I apologize. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, is it any better now?
Yes, go ahead.
All right. A couple of things. One, I've noticed that the truth movement, it's really picking up speed. Lots of people I'm talking about mention Loose Change and your movie, Terror Storm. About 80% of the people that I bump into actually have seen either one of those or both movies and really enjoyed it. They're talking to other people. They're sending movies out. It's awesome. Another little thing I'd like to mention is I just went to an aviation seminar, a safety seminar. I'm a commercial pilot. And they were talking about November 6th, where in the EU they will introduce basically the same draconian screening that they've got going on in the United States.
That's right. A month ago, they signed the deal to merge the integrated databases, the Trusted Flyer Program, the Total Information Awareness Network systems being merged globally right now.
Right. Now, in the seminar, you're allowed to ask questions, so I'm asking this guy the question, why are you suddenly now into this liquid? Don't you remember the Bajinka plot? You know, I mentioned that thing, his eyes opened up. Ramzi Youssef mentioned that, and he said, oh, we got someone that pays attention. And then he said, well, I'm not really supposed to talk about it, but the difference is, back then, they were going to use nitroglycerin, and in the new uncovered plot, the liquids would be far more difficult to detect. So I said, okay, that means we have...
Well, you know what? We've had two bomb squad experts on this show. One of them ran the big British Army bomb squad in Northern Ireland. Bottom line, it takes hours in a bathroom, if they were lucky, to mix those properly and then have it dry to make a bomb.
Yeah,
it is next to impossible for anyone to go on a plane with liquids to make a bomb. It's total baloney.
I know. You don't have to tell me. I know that. It's just that, you know, it's basically now they've got the system boiled the same level they have it in the United States. It's ridiculous.
Well, and sure. And take our national ID card.
Big mess.
Sure, take our national ID card.
Oh, yeah.
That is globally standardized. Just all these programs. Nature Conservancy land grabs are globally standardized. Everything is standardized.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's where the whole thing is going. But my question to you, and that's the last thing I wanted to mention, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, what do you see as the next step? Okay, I mean, everyone, you know, finds out, the whole world knows, but what's the next step? How do we go about getting justice? I would like a few words on that.
Well, we have not educated the entire population yet, and that's the number one key. And, I mean, there are many, many different solutions. There are 100 different fronts we're fighting on. Expose the electronic voting machines as a fraud. Remove them. Go back to paper ballots. Shut down the borders.
Right,
start deporting illegal aliens. Cut off illegal aliens' welfare. Punish criminals in government. I mean, there's so many things we need to do.
Right, but how do you go about actually punishing the guys in government?
Well, you see, it's a big world and big systems. None of it's going to happen overnight. They didn't build their system overnight. We're not going to dismantle it. There's no silver bullet. You know, one little magic thing we can do. I appreciate your call. Now, we talk about solutions here every day, but really it's hard work. It's being informed. It's taking action. It's hard work. Thanks for your call from the Netherlands, Sam. More calls and tons of news straight ahead here on the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Plow man, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, on this live Wednesday edition, the first day of November 2006. And just 6 days from now, we will have the 2006 off-year election. Federal observers and monitors are heading to the polls. That's CNN reporting. And you can fill in the blank there, read between the lines. That means federal mafia technicians to ensure the fraud goes smoothly, being dispatched to 800 key cities and areas to run the operations. Baghdad is under siege. The Times of London is bemoaning the rising threat of the new media, reporting that their viewership, their readerships are declining at quicker than a decimation or a 10% reduction each year. The downward spiral is now accelerating. I am going to have open phones throughout the broadcast. In fact, let's go to your calls right now. Robert in Colorado, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Good morning, Alexander Emmerich Jones. Thanks for taking my call. Three questions, if I may.
Number one, were you on BET radio yesterday? Did I hear you say that?
As soon as I walked out of here, I was notified that they got the time zone wrong. They were trying to get me on an hour before while I was on air, but I'm going to be, I believe, on that tomorrow. We're going to do a tape delay interview in the morning.
Oh, cool. I'm glad. That'll be good. That'll give you the opportunity to expose what you know to I'm guessing a primarily black audience.
It's a big show. Over. It's a big show that's on quite a few AM and FM stations, I'm told, and it's out of D.C. It's a famous pastor, and it's on XM Radio.
Cool. Very cool. I'll look forward to that. Second thing is that you've talked a lot about the breakup of the family. You used the example of Julius Caesar and taking over the Gauls and also the black family during sugar plantation slavery and such. You used the example of Oprah Winfrey as the big black woman. I'm missing that analogy because I've never seen her as one who breaks up anything. I've seen her as someone who's been a big supporter of the black community and tried to help us move up, but tell me how she plays into that equation.
Well, are you yourself a black American?
I am.
Well, number one, I haven't watched a lot of Oprah Winfrey, and I think she's a talented, smart person. What she said about Mad Cow and the spongiform and cephalopathy in humans is accurate. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm not here bashing black women when I simply talk about the hand. I mean, as a black man, I'm just curious. Because most people I know, white, black, it doesn't matter, aren't aware of this. Were you aware of how black men were kept down and the women were brought into the house?
Yeah, somewhat I was. I've never seen doctors like you have. You got me beat there. But, yeah, it makes sense. I know that.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to know if it makes sense, Robert. I want to know if you as a black man ever heard that.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes.
My whole point is if the media wanted to make a black man a big TV star and show a black man as a leader on television, I guarantee you he'd get higher ratings than Oprah Winfrey. I guarantee the media only wants to show black men as rap stars, hip-hop. They only want to show black men as sports stars. I mean, it's the same thing that Bill Cosby said. I agree with him. They show black men like a bunch of animals, and they put that message out, and they show white men like a bunch of animals, and they show Hispanics like a bunch of animals. And there is a concerted effort by this government and by Time Life and then Miss Magazine to show men as a bunch of miscreant idiots. And I use the example of black men because it's been done to them the longest and the hardest in this country. And
it worked wonderfully, didn't it?
Yeah, it has worked real well.
Okay, that makes sense. Thanks for explaining to me. Last thing, I want to throw an alternative viewpoint at you, if I may, and I saw this on Blackout Radio, an internet show that comes out of Canada. You say that there were bombs in 12 buildings, and that's what brought it down. Makes sense. Let me throw another angle at you. If that's true, why didn't the buildings blow up on impact when the planes went into them? Wouldn't the plane have hit bombs on those floors and then detonated them at that point?
That's not how plastic explosives work. And yes, it does appear that there were some secondary explosions, whether that was gas mains or whether that was chemicals that were being stored. There were some secondary explosions, but to detonate plastic explosives, and I'm no explosives expert, though I've talked to them, my understanding is you've got to have direct explosive energy directly onto the plastic explosives if it's not an electrical charge activating those. And so it makes perfect sense to have the aircraft fly into the buildings and then have pre-placed charges above and below then detonate, just like with Building 7. Nothing hit it, but still you even see the blast point squibs ejecting in a symmetrical fashion along the lines of major support columns detonating 1 second before the collapse begins. I mean, if you watch the Building 7 videos closely, sir, you see just, exploding in a millisecond between each other in lines, bottom up. I mean, you've seen them blow up Las Vegas hotels. It's like, you see all those little explosions.
Yeah. And then remember the firefighters saying, boom, 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 the floors came down. Remember that?
Well, exactly. That's what the evidence is,
And he was right there closer than we were.
Okay. We have a new video clip that was from CNN that was uncovered with the police and firemen going, get back. It's Building 7 behind them. Get back. It's about to collapse. It's about to come down. And then, boom, it starts falling.
Yeah. Makes sense. Okay, man. God bless. Give the good work.
Thank you. I've talked to probably 30-plus people, And I heard it that day, too, and we can't find the tapes. We haven't been able to. I've called NPR myself and asked them to go pull it, and I've looked for Internet clips of New York Public Radio live broadcast that day. Maybe you can find it. NPR never called me back. We called them, I think, two or three times. But it was on NPR radio. And I talked to so many New Yorkers in my trips there and on the phone and via email who heard NPR say, Building 7 is going to be brought down for everyone's safety. That's why it's been evacuated. It's going to come down. They're going to bring it down, not to damage other buildings. Okay? And I remember hearing it on ABC radio, driving in my car. I was doing broadcast off and on that whole day here on Genesis, but I, for some reason I was in the car, and I was coming back, and I remember hearing it. I wasn't at home when Building 7 fell at 5:30 Eastern, I guess 4:30 Central. Then I got home and had two VCRs running. At that time, we didn't have DVRs. We still had VCRs recording, and you know, I got it on tape. And so did some of the other people around the country, is how we have that video. A lot of it they never showed again. But I remember hearing ABC radio reporting they were going to bring down 7, 7 was going to fall. Now, I also remember listeners calling and saying, hey, I saw television. They said, get back, it's coming down. Well, now we have two of those videos. We have one with firemen, one with police and firemen, two separate clips that have just surfaced in the last month that we've posted. So as millions of you out there go through those tapes, go through those recordings, or people at the networks have sent us stuff in the past and told us, please don't tell anybody we sent this to you. More and more of it's coming out. And I guarantee you, in your closet, in the back of your entertainment center, you've got a VHS tape marked 9/11. And it's got stuff we need. I mean, you know, again, it's like the CIA officer Steele said last week on this show, we're a huge organic intelligence network all working together in tandem, ferreting out all this, documenting this, tracking all this, and that's how we're beating them. And the CIA is openly panicking, saying they've got to mimic the new research, open code research that's being done by the American people and people globally. With the power of search engines, that's why the CIA has now moved into Google and is controlling it. They're now blocking us out of Google News. They're now blocking our videos, manipulating the counters, erasing the counters. It's all admitted. And they're having to do this to try to adulterate the data stream. They're doing it at Yahoo. They're doing it at Google. We need to start supporting some of the alternative search engines, though they're not as powerful as Google and Yahoo. So we're having a huge effect here. There's millions of you running around ferreting things out, and I salute you. I commend you. We couldn't do what we do without you. I mean, here's an example. What was it? Early 2003, I get an email, and it's somebody saying, hey, I emailed this out to a couple other sites. This is PBS documentary, America Rebuilds. And there was the clip, and I went ahead and ordered the video, and somebody else sent me the original video. Then they, PBS Video doesn't ever stop selling a video. I mean, they always sell their Nova specials, their other specials forever. They quit selling that. But we were able to order a copy and get another VHS copy that a listener sent us. And there's Larry Silverstein there saying it. But I first got that video clip. And a few other sites posted it simultaneously. PrisonPlanet.com at the time, that was big enough to really hit a major audience. And that broke and has been the biggest 9/11 story ongoing for the last 3 years. So, again, that happened because one of you was watching PBS, saw it hidden in plain view with him saying they blew up the building. And it's the same thing. This stuff's hidden in plain view. You know, I remember saying, hey, we saw it on CNN. Hey, we heard it on the radio. And you called in. Yeah, I saw it too. I wish we had that. Well, it's surfacing. And more is going to surface. It's just going to continue. And Robert Baer, the big CIA covert operations chief, is going to be scheduled on this show very soon. We just talked to him yesterday. Because we found some of the things he'd said that haven't seemed to be picked up for some reason about 9/11 being an inside job. We're going to have him on. We had Robert Steele on last week. We had Bill Christensen, who was a CIA division head over foreign threat intelligence. And this guy was in the top 10 of the CIA, saying total inside job. They're just all defecting. And then these people are predominantly conservatives. Ray McGovern saying clearly government's involved in terror and 9/11's a cover-up. I mean, he was the White House briefer for Reagan and Bush. over the daily briefing, very high-level CIA, the upper echelon, the highest echelon. And it just, if you're a real American and you want the truth and you really look at 9/11 and not the straw men and not the diversions and not the kooky stuff that's out there that the COINTELPRO people try to spew, if you really look at the meat and potatoes, bombs in the buildings, NORAD standing down, CIA insider trading, public officials warned not to fly, CIA drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon. If you really look at real evidence, 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops matching Tajikistan and Uzbekistan in the months before 9/11, Bush having the launch order to attack Afghanistan on his desk 2 days before, listing terrorism as the reason for the attack. I mean, that's Newsweek, but it's hidden in plain view. We need to take that and educate people and show them that in 600 and something other points that are incontrovertible. The hijackers trained at U.S. bases, not debatable. I mean, we got them. And you show that to real CIA analysts, real defense intelligence analysts. You show that to real people that really have studied this. They go, my gosh, this is classic black ops with decoys, with patsies. This is an op. There's no other way to say it. And who's got the motive? The globalist. Who wrote in PNAC they needed terror attacks? The globalist. Who has gained from it? The globalist. Who's butchered our Bill of Rights and abolished the Bill of Rights and abolished Posse Comitatus in the last month? The globalists, the neocons, the Bushes. And they're willing accomplices in the media. Both fake conservative and fake liberal. Well, all the Nancy Pelosi's and all the Rush Limbaugh's and all the John Kerry's and all the Hillary's being endorsed by Rupert Murdoch, they can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Okay, they can kill a few patriot leaders, they can intimidate people, they can audit, they can do whatever they want. They can't stop an idea. Ideas are bulletproof. And there's just too many of us that are committed, and too many of us that are ready to fight to the death, and too many of us that just don't care anymore. I've got a better verbal flourish there, but I'm not going to use it because I try. This is a family show, and I'm a Christian. I don't like to use the Lord's name in vain, but I'm here to tell you that, you know, we just don't care. I mean, listen, I'm going all the way. I don't care. And it's hard to deal with people that don't care anymore, that don't care what their neighbors think, and don't care what the police think, and don't care what goons think, and who aren't intimidated. Oh, man, I'm not going to get mad. It's just been exhausting me. I've been getting so mad lately. I need to do this in a loving way because I love my family and my country, not because I hate them. Hate will burn you out. Love will buoy you and give you endless strength. I have to remember that. I've been laxing into just frothing hatred lately, boiling hatred, because they're killing the country right now. I mean, people are waking up. Yeah, as we always say, when they finally started dismembering the country, people would wake up. And if you think people are waking up right now, wait till they plunge the economy. Wait till they grab your pension funds. Wait till they devalue your dollar and let you know they did. Wait, just wait. Then people are really going to get mad. That's why they've got their police state in place. And let me just tell the police, if you go along with this system, if you go along with oppressing the people, you've just destroyed your best, only hope of any liberty and any freedom for you and your children and your wife or your husband. You know, you better choose sides and decide whose side you're on. Do you stand with the Republic? Do you stand with George Washington and Patrick Henry? Do you stand with Jesus Christ? Or do you stand with Beelzebub? And I mean, it really comes down to that. You've got to decide who you fear more. Do you fear man more than you fear God? Because if you fear man, God will allow you to be judged by this system. Robert in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Hello, Robert. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex. I went to Barnes & Noble, and your video wasn't there.
Yes, the distributor, talked to him this morning. Thousands were delivered to Barnes & Noble, 500 and something nationwide to Borders, and they've been delivered everywhere, and they're not being put on the shelves. And before I make this a big controversy, I have to do more research, but we know they've been delivered, and we know for some reason they're not putting them on shelves. And look, Colonel Craig Roberts, here on this show, I always mix up Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Colonel Craig Roberts, both good friends of mine. But Colonel Craig Roberts had three best-selling books. One of them sold millions of copies, One Shot, One Kill, a Marine Corps Sniper in Vietnam. And it didn't matter. As soon as he wrote anti-New World Order books, it didn't matter. They would deliver them to the bookstores and not put them on the shelves.
Right.
So before I make a big, you know, we caught Google censoring. They had to admit it. They claimed it was an accident. They did it multiple times. Before we say that this is happening, but yeah, people are going to stores that show that they've been delivered to 2 days ago now. Supposed to go on the store shelves yesterday. What did the store say when you went to this one?
When I went to there, they said, well, we have it if you order it. So you can go ahead and order it, and you'll get it to 3 to 5 days.
That's exactly what Craig Roberts and all the other, and these aren't just some author who never had success, so it's sour grapes. No, these are people I know who've had bestsellers, and then they have new books that are even on the top Amazon charts, and it doesn't matter. They will not put his books on the shelves, and I am sick and tired of it. And yeah, they've got them at their stores, and they're not sticking them on the shelves. Does that make you mad?
That makes me furious.
Well, that's what you want. We're hurting them. Stay there. I'm going to finish up when we get back on the other side. I mean, they're not going to let us just take back the country without a fight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we are fighting the hordes of the New World Order. We will prevail with God's help. All right, going back to Robert in California, then Steve, Sam, and any others. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I'll take more calls into the next hour. Then I've got to get into Baghdad collapsing, what's happening to the election. Very important broadcast today. I don't want to spend all day just talking about myself and the video terror storm. We had an overflow crowd. I'd say 200 people were there over the hour and a half. I gave a speech for 30 minutes, took questions for 30 minutes, signed for about 45 minutes. And Waterloo, that's had a lot of big documentary filmmakers and musicians, famous folks there, said they've never had a signing line this big, never had a crowd this big. It was, you couldn't walk inside the place when it really filled up. And it was great seeing you all there. And there are thousands of independent places around the country that believe in Terror Storm and that ordered, some of them each store, hundreds. They, Barnes & Noble did take delivery, so did Borders and others. And I've talked to the distributor this morning. They have the slips. They know how many were delivered where, who got what, and they are just not giving it to their to folks. They are not stocking it. I guess they're just sending it back. I guess the word got out. And we know this has happened over and over and over and over again. Robert in California, exactly what did they say to you when you tried to get Terror Storm? What did they say?
Well, and Barnes & Noble, they said, we don't stock it unless we order it specifically, but if you order it, we'll get it for you. And Borders says, well, we have one, but we can't find it.
And that's the same thing I've been told. We've gotten probably 50 emails, MySpace postings, phone calls, the distributors getting the same calls. They've all gotten them. They all have them, and they're just saying they don't have them.
Yeah, and that's true.
By the way, this is a big label, folks. They put out all the Robert Greenwald films. They put out Outfoxed. They put out best-selling books. They put out Bear, you know, the guy that wrote Syriana. They just put out his new book. I mean, it's not like my distributor is Mr. Tiddlywinks.
Right, right. Also, you know, the political redistricting of Ron Paul's in Texas is it's called political gerrymandering. Before, they used to do it by race, and they found out they couldn't do that anymore.
And they call it a gerrymander because they looked at a district up north when they did it, and it looked like a salamander.
Right. And so usually the gerrymandering is for a political safe district, sort of like we have David Dreyer out here. He's been reelected over and over again because he gets redistricted into a Republican safe.
Yeah, it should just be done. It should just be done in squares, just, you know, random geographic squares. But instead, so everybody's together. Instead, they make it black districts, Hispanic districts, white districts, Democrat districts, Republican districts.
Right, and I don't know if you remember that one with Dornan and Sanchez. See, his failed. That's why he was so upset, because he thought he had a political safe, and his more Democrats moved in than Republicans moved out. And so he was all upset. But this is the first time I've ever seen him do it to actually take out one of what I would consider the wrong.
Oh, no, they targeted Senator Bob Smith in New Hampshire and got him out, a real conservative. His voting record as good as Paul's. They targeted Tom Tancredo publicly, and they've now targeted Ron Paul for the third straight election.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, because one of the few true Americans and patriots are right here.
He's got a real sniveler against him. The Democrat is an atrocious demon, and Ron Paul has a perfect Second Amendment voting record, and the traitorous NRA has given him a B and given the sniveling Democrat creature an A+.
Okay, well, thank you, Alex. Have a good day.
Hey, I appreciate it. I mean, folks ought to be boiling mad at the NRA, showing themselves to be gun-grabbing traitors yet again. In fact, I'll prove that when we get back. Stay with me.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.